Luis Cortes, welcome to Worldviews. So we're here in Puebla, Mexico. You've been here many times. This is my first visit here. And what an incredible city. I mean, you know, the narrative about Mexico is one that's rather negative. And here we are, this extremely vibrant town. You could tell it's very diverse, lots of activity, lots of investment, education. I mean, there's a lot going on here. Tell us what you think about this incredible city.
Well, I've been coming to Puebla since 1970. It's an amazing city, of course, historically very, very important. It was on the route between the most important port city, which is Veracruz, on the way to Mexico City. So we're about 2.5 hours by bus south of Mexico City. It's a great city, vibrant. At over a couple million people. It's a home of Volkswagen in Mexico, very, very important city, industrial city. It's also a city known for ceramic tile, for all sorts of crafts, jewelry. It's a great city. It's also an educational hub. There are universities here. There's UDLA, Universidad de las Américas in Cholula, 25 minutes from Puebla. There's also UPAEP, wonderful new university, only 40 years old. And then there's the traditional UAP, Universidad Autónoma de Puebla, which goes back to the 17th century. Great place.
Well, I think what's been so striking to me as we've been visiting universities here is, you're right, the focus, concentration on education and the youth. I mean, this is such a young country and a young city. I mean, that really, I think, gives a lot of people hope about the future of Mexico.
Yeah, we spent time today talking with students who are working in different fields and also students who are working with international students. And something that struck me is the how important it is for the Mexican government to require people who graduate in certain fields to do service for the government, to do civil service, people who do work in the medical fields, in dentistry and so on, teachers who have to teach in rural areas in some cases. This is very, very important. And it shows great planning on the part of the Mexican government. I think a lot of people don't imagine that Mexico is as progressive as well, there's so many problems. There's so much violence in the north because of the drugs and so on and the drug cartel. But that doesn't mean that the country doesn't have good points and that it isn't moving ahead economically. It's moving ahead fast, in fact.
Well, I thought what was really interesting today was you asked several of these young people, how they felt about the president of Mexico and how they felt about Mexican politics. And we got an interesting perspective in terms of the division in the country and that income disparities, but that there's a whole range of views in this country. It's not like everybody, you know, it's very pluralistic, I guess I would say. And again, just there's a lot of electricity here. There's a lot of movement and energy in this country. But nonetheless, they have problems. They've got to deal with that. I mean, they're making progress, right?
Yeah, I think it's clear that their progress has been made. Some of the violence has diminished in the northern states. But no, look, as long as you have the drug trade that's as important as it is in Mexico, you're going to have problems. There's going to be continued violence. Even if, like in some states, there are truces that have been established between local governments and the drug cartel, it doesn't matter. You're still going to have problems until this changes, and who knows when that'll be. But we know from looking at other countries, and the best example, of course, in Latin America is Colombia, that it is possible for places to change, for countries to change, for cities to change. Medellin has changed. I mean, for places to improve, there is hope.
Well, I think we've certainly seen that. I mean, the amount of investment, as you mentioned, Volkswagen, I think, you know, Mexico is one of the top five automakers in the world right now. Major energy resources, you know, oil and gas. So, you know, the immigration, I think that was the other thing that really struck me, is the number of immigrants that are coming to Mexico. You know, the Europeans, the Asians that are coming to Mexico because it is such a great place to invest. There's a lot of freedom for entrepreneurship and that sort of thing. I mean, this is the kind of thing that really gives us hope, right?
I think so. And when you think that one of the things I discovered today is it's a couple of very, very important companies in Mexico have moved back to Mexico. One had moved to China. It wasn't working out there. That company moved back. And another very important company is moving from Brazil to Mexico, because Mexico is actually more stable than Brazil. There are more possibilities. There's more freedom to build companies, to build what could be exciting new companies, I think.
Yeah, definitely interesting to learn today that the textile industry, which has always been huge in Mexico, left, and almost entirely those companies moved and went to China, and now they're all coming back because the opportunities are so much greater here. So I guess we can be hopeful. There's something to be said for the future of Mexico, and people need to see it. They need to see not just the touristy parts, the beach resorts, Cancun, and those sorts of things. They need to see the real Mexico in places like Puebla.
I agree with you completely. Not that I'm against people going to Cancun. I think they should. I think they should also visit, when they're in Cancun, they should go to places nearby to see Mayan ruins. They should take the opportunity to see some of the, really, the remnants of some of the greatest pre-Columbian civilizations. They can see all of that in Mexico. But for me, places like Puebla, if you're thinking of places to build future constituencies in education, I think Puebla's a great place.
Well, Luis Cortes, thank you so much for your insight and for suggesting that we take a closer look at Puebla, Mexico. Thank you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.